The old county courthouse on Rood Avenue in Grand Junction was alive with activity and citizens exercising their First Amendment rights on Saturday as they gathered for the second annual Western Colorado Women's March. The march is part of a nationwide movement for women's rights and equality. Many community groups took part in organizing the event, including Western Colorado Congress, the Sierra Club, and Grand Junction Indivisible groups. Here's what some of the participants had to say.
I was going to go to the Denver one, but I didn't make it. But I feel that it's more important to come to this one just because it's a smaller town and we want it to get bigger and bigger and bring more awareness to places that it actually matters.
Do you feel like a lot of people feel like maybe Grand Junction's a place where there's a lot of Trump supporters, actually? Do you feel like there's been any change in that over the past year?
I think there has. I know my family has definitely changed on that. I'm kind of one of the only Democratic ones in my family, but now they've kind of turned just because of they've realized how Trump is kind of toxic for our country.
I came here to voice my dissatisfaction with how we're being represented, and I think it's time for people to come together and stop this madness. I'm happy to see the turnout. We drove up from Montrose, and it's nice to see people rallying. But my initial feeling when we approached Lincoln Park was it's really sad that we're here to protest these things, because some of the signs are these lists of offenses, and it's human rights offenses, and this should be old news.
We call ourselves the Crawford Area Indivisible since we come from all over the Crawford area and even Hotchkiss and Paonia. We have usually about 15 people at our meetings, but we have about 40 people on our mailing list.
And what are you trying to do to organize?
We are activists. We work towards, some of us can agree on the word, progressive change in the federal, state and local governments. And so we've gone to our state representative's office and our senator's office, and we write letters and we make phone calls. We obviously march. So many of us are here today. We're getting ready to start a canvassing campaign because we want people to realize that they need to have a say in the forthcoming elections. And some of us are prepared to register voters, so we'll have some outreach in that area. Right now, we're more active than the Democratic Party throughout the congressional district.
Another much smaller group gathered nearby to make their voices heard about the issue of abortion.
There's a few folks here who look like they have Trump Pence signs too. So do you feel that Trump represents more of that?
No, I don't think we're here as Trump followers or deniers. We're here for life. If there are people here for Trump, is there like in the other group? That would just be, you know, where their hearts are. Yeah, it's who showed up. Yeah. Okay.
We are not opposed to women's rights. We believe women should have the same rights. All we're asking is to have the rights for the unborn baby that they still live, because they are a human being. That's all.
Do you feel like sometimes a candidate might be pro-life, but then they are going against other things that you believe in?
Politics this year, I don't think anybody's coming out smelling like a rose. And so I think the best we can do as Americans is to live honorably and nobly with dignity and love. And that should be our calling, not to be political always.
We have so many different people with so many different things that are important to them out here today. How does that make you feel when you come out?
I love it. I mean, I was just telling Bob here that this is probably the most interesting place to be in Grand Junction today, because we have so many different beliefs and values, but we're here because we have this combined right to speak and to speak openly without fear. And what a cherished right that is. And we need to value it and use it.
This is Allie Lightfoot for KVNF.